I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uzbekistan recently added two new restrictions for religious organizations seeking legal status. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
as I understand this, these new restrictions target a couple of areas that are closely related. One of them is requiring any religious community there that is seeking legal status, apparently they have to provide a notarized copy of the country's official recognition of religious education that's been completed by the head of whatever the religious community is.
Then, the head of the religious educational institution where the leader studied must also submit notarized paperwork of their own. Hoops and red tape can get in the way of a lot of things. Pray that believers don't get discouraged. And we'll end today with part two of our conversation with Set Free Ministries. Yesterday, Dean Vandermeer explained why Set Free started working in East Africa. Today, he tells us how God is using their ministry to set captives free, both literally and spiritually. A few years ago, Set Free and their partners rescued 24 orphan girls from the sex trade. The girls started attending school, and they learned of their worth in Christ. Vandermeer spoke with some of the girls during a recent visit to East Africa.
They're thriving. Some are teachers. Yeah, they've been set free. The past does not affect their future because they have a new identity. When you have a new identity in Christ, then that's it. The old is gone, the new has come. God showed them that they could be washed and cleansed from the sin that was done to them, and they could forgive, and then God uses them powerfully.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.